Cruise 102.1 FM, the national anthem coming up here at the Huron Conquest Arena. We'll be back in 1 minute with more action after this.
Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the thumb, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Sanilac counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Price is too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop into Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe. And get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest sport with Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Super Road in Bad Axe.
FM, the anthem in the books for this Pee Wee matchup between North Star Bank and Thumb Cellular. My name is Grant Ducetto. Welcome back for the second game of our hockey doubleheader, the Silver Blades Tournament from the Huron County Ice Arena. This game brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Ice Cutters, Pulowski Drain Cleaning, Wraps and Refrigeration, Peruski Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Agri Valley Communications, and East Huron TV and Appliance. As a reminder, this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Chad and John, they're going to be on the call as soon as the players take the ice. They are huddled around the benches right now, getting their last couple words of wisdom from the coaches.
Yeah, that's right, and I hope that they're feeling especially wise today. I hope those kids are getting their money's worth.
Well, the teams are playing today. Team Thumb Cellular, I want to go over the Thumb Cellular's team here. We got Horetsky in goal. We got Aiden Champagne, Michaela Boyle, Jesse Krug, Skylar Cruz, Lucas McMinn, who is their leading scorer. 16 goals on the season. Owen Mellendorf, Landon Merkus, Annika Smith, Chase Sosnowski, Colton Tulaski, and Jack Zimmerman.
And over there on the other side, Team North Star Bank comes into this game 13-1. We have Cole Leonard, Tristan Schisler, Zachary Stanky, Colin Fitzpatrick, Lowen Miles, Mason Ramsey, their leading scorer with 48 goals.
Wow.
Caden Geiger, Sidney Pulaski, Mackenzie Melnick, Chase Tulaski, and between the pipes, Cooper Glidden. And we are underway with Tulaski with the puck, skated in for Thumb Cellular. And he's going to ring the post with that one. Centering pass back to Zimmerman playing defense. Zimmerman tries to send it in and banks it off number 9, Colin Fitzpatrick. And it's going to be an offside call. We're going to get a full line change and a face-off.
That's pretty interesting. We haven't done the Pee-wees in a couple of years, I do believe. So.
No, a little different game. They don't have the checking and... a little bit different, but still, it's amazing. These kids start so early that the quality of hockey is still very much there. Probably get a few more whistles like right there. We get another offside call. But some good aggressive hockey and good hockey, I think, that we're going to see out of these little guys.
Definitely some speed, too. Tulaski really motoring through the neutral zone before he rang one off the pipe.
All right. Puck is sitting around in the neutral zone, kind of being sent back and forth. Zimmerman trying to get something started. Nice defensive play by Zimmerman as he gets it out of the zone. He's got it again, and he's going to flip it over top of everybody. That's going to go a little bit too far, though. We're going to have an icing and come back to the other end. And Daniel Horetsky, number 99, between the pipes over there for Thumb Cell, is going to get to see his first faceoff inside his defensive zone. These two teams, they're the only Pee Wee teams actually here in HCHA, so they are familiar with one another, but they do play a lot of other teams out of the Bay City area, some crossovers, and they've also played some Sandusky teams, so they're not just playing each other week in and week out, but you can bet that they are pretty familiar with one another. to North Star Bank with the edge on the series throughout the season as they are keeping the puck in the offensive zone. North Star trying to get something going here. Colin Fitzpatrick, shot gets deflected wide. Held in by Geiger now for North Star. Being chased back there. Puck still in the offensive zone of North Star. Here comes Landon Mergis, though, got ahead of steam, but that puck's gonna be batted away into the corner as he was trying to make something happen and get a shot on Glidden. Puck is sent down deep towards the Thumbcell goalie, but Thumbcell doesn't quite get the puck out of the zone. Held in by North Star. Number 11 for North Star, that's Mason Ramsey, fires a shot that's deflected wide.
Kind of starting out like the other game we had today.
Yes, it is. A little back and forth, huh?
Back and forth, and nothing really exciting happening. Just getting acquainted with a championship game.
Puck cleared out by Chase Sosnowski. Owen Mellendorf now with the puck at center ice. He's going to try and send it in deep. Hits a couple sticks. McMinn, with the puck, but that's batted away. Now McMinn hustling back out of
defense. Got herself a tripping call right here.
Yep, right in center ice. And that is, I believe that's Zimmerman going in the box for a little timeout for 2 minutes. So Jack's going to get a little bit of a rest, although his team plays shorthanded without him. Face-off won by Thumbcellular. But then quickly goes onto the stick of Ramsey. Centering pass knocked away by Sosnowski. We've got North Star Bank going from right to left. Thumbcellular going from left to right. Sosnowski with the puck trying to get it out of the zone, and he does. Puck goes deep into the corner behind Glidden. Leonard plays the puck around. Sosnowski stops at the top, shoots from the point. That's going to be deflected and sent back into the Thumbcell zone. Cruz now with the puck, trying to get it into the zone, and he does, and he sends it in deep behind the goal. That's going to be played by Geiger for North Star, held in by Sosnowski once again as he's going to play it towards the goalie, but that's going to go down into the corner harmlessly. North Star coming back there at center ice. Pass from Leonard. Goes back behind the net, now brought out again by Thumbcell, but sent back in from Sidney Pulaski, sends it down in there deep. Both teams just kind of scrumming, trying to get control of the puck. Wrist shot, that one's taken by Leonard. Stopped by Horetsky, another shot by Leonard, and that one stopped by Horetsky. Two quick saves.
That was a very good save by Danny Horetsky there. Sliding to his left, made a good catcher save there. North Star starting to put on a little pressure. They do have the power play, though, as well.
They have a power play, and they've got plenty of offensive power. When you have a leading goal scorer, Mason Ramsey, with 48 goals, that's more, it looks like, than the Thumbcellular team has on the season. So they've got plenty of firepower. And I'm not saying that figuratively. I mean that literally. He has more goals than the opposing team. So we're going to see what they choose to do with that. Thumbcell trying to get the puck out of the zone. Handled nicely by Ramsey. Gets a shot, but that's going to be stopped. Had a short side attempt.
And that's the end of the penalty there for Thumbcellular.
So Thumbcell dodges a bullet. Gets away without a penalty. Mergit without a giving up a goal. Mergis sends it in deep. That one's going to go around the net behind Glidden. Both teams going for the puck. Miles with the puck. He is going to get it out of the zone. North Star coming in trying to make something happen. Mergis with a nice defensive play down by the corner, knocking away from Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, though, regains